Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi, Chagiga Daf Chaf Aleph, and we are on Chaf Amaveis in Perek Chomer Bakodesh, the Milus of Kodesh over Truma. That's the name of the Perek. Chomer Bakodesh mi Batruma, those levels. We had the various levels in the previous Perek as well. Chatos, Kodesh, Truma, Meiser Sheni, Chulin, all the different levels that we had. So we're discussing the Mishnah that spoke about Kalim, if you have a Kli, that is Nigmar Batara, you made a Kli, so even though it was made Batara, so one needs Tevila, you have to toll it in a mikvah in order to use it for Kachim. Avalola Truma, even though you know the Kli is Tar. Story, two stories on yesterday's daf from Rabbi Yishmael, that there was a woman, two women, that said that it was Batara, but in the conversation he was able to prove to them that maybe it wasn't totally Batara. That was the first difference. Then we spoke about that these differences, the way that our Gersa is, the opposite of the Bavli's Gersa is that there's a chilik between Chulin Shenasu Ataras HaKodesh and Kachim, which differences apply to one, which applies to the other. That's the difference between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Our Gersa is that the first few differences that we have had applies to Kachim, and the rest of them also apply to Chulin Shenasu Ataras HaKodesh. Good. So one of the differences that we're up to is the halacha of Tziruf, of Kli Mitzarev Kol Masha Besocho. So we had three different opinions so far. Exactly what did Rabbi Akiva mean? Meaning the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Idios that the Kli is Mitzarev for Chatas, for Mechatas, the Kli is Mitzarev. And then the next line of the Mishnah is that Rabbi Akiva adds on that Hosef, Rabbi Akiva, another couple of items that apply to Tziruf, right? The Mishnah says, Hosef, Rabbi Akiva, hasoles, vaktores, halavona vagachalim, flour and ktores, the spices, lavona gachalim, shenaga tvol b'dioli b'biksasa, chpazal skulan, v'na tvol yom, asheni latuma, touches some of them, they're all pasul. So what was Rabbi Akiva adding by saying that? So the Pasha Pshat, Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Akiva is adding a dindrabanan. Dindrabanan, meaning mida araisa hakli mitzaref, the fact that all items in a kli are unified in terms of Tumah V'Tara, that if a Tful Yom touches part of the, some of the items, then they're all Tameh, so that is a Din D'Araisa for Chatas. Rabbi Kiva says, even for Kodesh, the Rabbanan said that it is all Mitzuref. And again, why should they be able to become Tameh Bichlau? Some of these items are not food, right, or they're not a Kli, so that was the concept we mentioned, Chibas HaKodesh, right, that's what the Karbada Eda also mentions here. Alavon of Algechalim, Af Algav Delav Uchleninu, even though they're not food, Chibas HaKodesh Machshartam Lutuma. Chibas HaKodesh is Machshir Lutuma. We mentioned from the Minchas Chinuch, he tries to make Shalom between Rashi and Tosfos, whether it's a Din Daraisa or a Din Durabanan. But again, the two parts of Chibas HaKodesh, either saying that something that is not food is considered food in order to be able to become Tameh, or something that is already food is allowed to become Tameh even without Hechshir Lekabel Tuma. Those are the two parts of Chibas HaKodesh. Are they connected? It could be that they're connected, as we will see by Hashem in a little bit later, maybe if we talk about Hechsher, talk about Hechsher. So Rabbi Kiva, that's the first day. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Kiva says that midrabanan, we add on that Kodesh is Mitzaref as well. Then Rabbi Shlakish came along and said, no, that we know. We know mi daraisa, that just like Kodesh, Chatas is daraisa, we know Kodesh is daraisa. Let's read it again. Rishim and Lakish Omer. Yo din hayu shekli sharis b'chaber. No, we know already that kli sharis is b'chaber, says the Karbada Eda. Afilu mi daraisa. Right, because what does the Pasuk say in Naso? Kaf achas asara zahav malaya katares. A kaf, right, that's zav, that weighs 10 gold, malaya katares. And the Pasuk, the drasha is, hakasuf asa'o l'chom asha b'kaf. Achas. Kaf, achas. Everything in the kaf is achas. So that's talking about kachim. That's talking about ktores. So we know already that a kli sharis is mechaber mida oraisa. That can't be what Rabbi Kiva is being made, that the Rabbanan added on. What did the Rabbanan add on? After, when you don't need the kli sharis anymore. Ma ba lahaid. What was Rabbi Kiva adding on that what the Rabbanan added? Al shiyari minachas. Shi mechaber adatzman. The Shiyari Mincha, after you take out the Kemitza, we know the four Avodos of a Karban Mincha have a parallel to the four Avodos of an animal, shchita kabbalah holacha zrika, the four dalat avodas hadam are parallel, shchita and kmitza. Kmitza is parallel to the shchita. Then after you take the kmitza, you take the kometz out, you put it into a kli sharis to give it even higher, more intense kedusha. That's like kabbalah. Kabbalah is hadam. Then you walk it over to the mizbeach. That's the holacha. And then you're maktir the kometz, which is like the zrika. So after you take out the kmitza, the mincha that's left over, the flour that's left over in the original kli sharis, that goes to the kohanim. But that mincha doesn't do kli sharis anymore. So says the Gemara, that's what Rabbi Akiva says we're being mosif. So even that, that mincha that no longer needs a kli sharis, so that's what's mitzuraf for tuma. Why? Because it originally was. Rabbi Yossi bar Zmina, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, b'vnei ma amru, shiari menachas b'chavet atatz, but why? Interesting, Rabbi Yochanan here is talking, he gave the first day. Maybe you switch the gear, so, or you say Rabbi Yochanan is explaining his brother-in-law Shita, Reish Lakish, b'vnei sheniska gula kilyan, because it had been in a kli originally, because you needed it to be in a kli in order to take the comments from it. So therefore that's good enough to say, even if items originally needed a kli, it doesn't need it now, they're also mitzuref. They're also united in a kli. Number three, Rav Acha, Rav Ila, B'shem Rav Yasa, the third day is Yodin Ayusha Kli Sharis B'chaber. No, even there we know. Even there we would know, Mida Araisa, that a kli sharis is B'chaber, even on what was Nizkak, with the language Nizkaku L'Kelyan. The Chiddush is that even a non-kli sharis is mechaber. Ma ba lahoid ala solas, yalak toras, alavona, valagachalim. On all of these items that don't even need the kli sharis, at least some of them, at least we'll see, right, says the carbonate, afilu munachim al ha'or, sheha'or mechabron. The fire is mechaber them, right, says the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Va'av she'enon bekli sharis, ela afilu hein bekli chol. Even if they are in a kli chol, then it's still mechubar. That's the chiddush midrabanan. So now the Gemara asks, Nicha sola zuktoris lavona. I understand those others because they originally they were in a kli sharis, right? The flour that was going to be used and for a mincha and a ketoret. The ketoret, obviously, the lavona, the frankincense that is used in a karban mincha. Gichalim, and in a word, my. What about coals? What's the issue? So as we said at the end of this year, coals. You want to say originally nizkak l'kli sharis, but coals that originally never really even needed the kli sharis. Why? Because as explained in the Mishnah in Maseches Yoma, the way that they got the coals for the ketores every day, how they get the coals, every day they shoveled with a shovel of silver. They don't want to put gold because they would get ruined every day. Silver into the fire. They got four kavim of coals. Then they poured it into a shovel that held three kav. So one kav fell on the floor. So that extra coal never needed the kli sharis, right? It was just there. You want that alts kavid, take it in, full into the heichal. So what are you going to say there? There's no even kli. So the Gemara says, yeah, Amar Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya, Tiftar, what is Rabbi Akiva talking about? He's only talking about the following. Tiftar b'gecholam she'yom ha'kippurim. On Yom Kippur, there's no extra. We don't want to make it hard for the Kohen Gadol to do an extra avoda, so he takes a shovel of three and just takes that shovel in. Right? He doesn't go from four to three. He takes a smaller shovel. Right? Because we want to save him the work. Shebemashu chote umachnes. The shovel that he shovels, the gecholam, originally, that's what he brings into the Kodesh and even to the Kodesh Kanashim. So says that's what Rabbi Akiva is talking about. And that needs a kli, because that's three that's supposed to. That's the exact amount. But the gecholam of every day low. So the gecholam every day won't have this halacha of tameh part of it, tameh all of it. Right? They won't have that. Like we learned in the Mishnah in Meseches Tamid, Nispazer Mimenu Bekav Gechalim, right, on a regular day, when you pour the Gechalim from the Kli of four to the Kli of three, there was one Kav on the floor. They just swept it out. Because these burning hot coals on the floor, you don't want anybody to get hurt, right? You don't want the Kohanim to burn themselves. Shalot says the Karban Eida. Shalot Yichvu Ben HaKohanim. So after they're scattered, so you push them to the side. Ubi Shabbos, what about on Shabbos, where you can't push them into the Amma? The Amma has liquid, and it would go out. Kibui, you can't do that on Shabbos. And maybe it's also Muksa. The the coals. So cover up sachter. So then you just turn over a bowl on it so that the kohen doesn't get burned, and after Shabbos you'll get rid of it. So that is day number 3 explained. Reb Yosa, what about the gechalim? Right, that's what done by the gechalim of Yom Kippur. Amar of Matanya. One second. I have a kasha on this whole question, right? The whole thing is the coals that fell on the floor, and you're saying that it never needed a kli. But one second, it was part of the picking up the coals originally. V'chisoles victoris v'levona. Skip the word gechalim. Yeshla and shir etzelzeh. Is there a minimum shear for soles and victoris v'levona? Maybe there's a minimum, but when you take out, you're always taking out more than you need, right? We always generally take out more levona and more soles. Lo here means the word Ella. La is like sometimes in Yerushalmi, you know the Aleph is missing, or blazer. La, elevation is Kilakilion. Originally was part of the Kli. It was in the Kli. So that's why, even if you had a minimum, but once you take a little more, it all gets that Kedusha. Vachabration is Kilakilion. So here too, there's no problem with the coals. The coals originally needed, you need to pick up coals. So just because you picked up 4 instead of 3, but those 4 are still have the halacha of Tziruf, because Lamaisa was picked up, and you did a little more than you need to, because that's what you always do. You always have a little more. Right? So therefore, it gains Kedusha from the Nitzku L'Kilyon, that Svara that we had earlier, right? We asked a Kasha, right? I didn't formulate it specifically, but I'll formulate it now, because this is how the some of the Mefarshim on the page say, right? How could Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, right, the first 2 days that we had, are they limited to a case where it originally needed a kli? The gechalim never need a kli? So now we're answering, these were also part niskach l'kilyon as well. This is related to the larger sugya that we've discussed in the past, and that is when there is a minimum way of doing a mitzvah. Here it's about chefza. But even in a maisa, when there's a minimum way of doing a mitzvah and I choose to do it in the maximal way, that whole maximal way is considered part of the mitzvah d'araisa. We don't say that it's extra. Right, it all blends in to the mitzvah d'araisa. We like to point out the diuk, the Ma'ariv Muzmanim, I think, but it makes this diuk, but others as well. The Rambam in Hilchos Chamisu Matzah, the Rambam says on the night of Pesach, it's a mitzvah to eat matzah. It's a mitzvah to eat matzah on the night of Chamisha Asar B'Nisan. And then the Rambam adds, once you eat a kezayis, you are yotze. You're yotze. He doesn't say there's a mitzvah to eat a kezayis. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah, period. As much matzah as you eat is part of the mitzvah da'oraisa of Be'erev Tochlu Matzos, right? Once you eat a kezayis, you're yotze, but it's all part of the mitzvah, right? That's matzah. You have it by shofar, right? The pasuk says, Yom Trua Yelachem, Parshas Pinchas, Yom Trua Yelachem. It doesn't say blow this amount. We blow many, many more, right? Tosus is kasha in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin or so, right? How do we blow so many sounds? Isn't it baltosif? Tosus says, it's never baltosif to do a mitzvah, do more than once. Right, birchas kohanim, giving birchas kohanim 5 times a day, right, shaking a lulav all day. There's never a time. The Rashba says that there's never a baltosif when it comes to a takanas chazal. If chazal told you to do something, there's never baltosif. There are rabbanim I violate baltosif if they say it's a din daraisa. That's the Rambam. The Rambam says if the rabbanim told me not to eat chicken and milk as a gzeira, then fine. If the rabbanim told me that the Torah itself says don't eat chicken and milk, that's a problem. That would be baltosif. But that's another example of shofar, because the Samach wrote, I think the Lavush says, it says Yom Shruah Yelachem. Blow shofar. Whatever shofar you blow on Rosh Hashanah is part of the mitzvah daraisa of shofar. Right? You could do a mitzvah in a minimal way. You could do it in a maximal way. Or Kriyashma, a third example. Right? Kriyashma. What's the mitzvah daraisa of Kriyashma? So, we know 4 days, 4 opinions in the Rishonim. Rashi says, the Ramban says the first pasuk. Rashi says the first parsha. Tosfos says the first 2 parshios. And the Rambam seems to say that all 3 parshios are part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma, even the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam does not count separately as one of the 613, because according to the Rambam, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma, the Rambam says that. All 3 parshios, beginning of Hilchos Kriyashma, the Rambam says all 3 are part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma. According to the Ramban, the first pasuk is daraisa, and the rest is drabanan. The rest is drabanan. When I say kriyashma, I'm doing a mitzvah daraisa only the first pasuk, and the rest is drabanan. This seems to be, the Netziv points out, that it seems to be a gemara at the beginning of the second paragraph of brachas, around Daf Yudalid, where the gemara talks about being mafsik in the middle of kriyashma. The gemara talks about, are you allowed to be mafsik? Let it be mafsik? You can't be mafsik in the first pasuk, right? For anything. So it seems clear from that gemara that there's more than the first pasuk that's the mitzvah of kriyishma midaraisa. What do you mean? The Ramban says only the first pasuk. The Nesib says no. Even the Ramban would say, if I expand the mitzvah, then it's considered all part of the mitzvah daraisa, even though I didn't have to do it. So all of that is connected to our sugya here of the kohls, that even though, or the kohls, or the ktores, or the solas, even though you had a minimum amount, when you do more, it all gains the status of a being part of the mitzvah. Okay. Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya Boy. Kometz, we'll see what this has to do with our Mishnah. Kometz Yikra B'Shnei Kelim. Am I allowed, after I take the kometz out, we said before, you have the flour, I do the kometz under the middle three fingers of the Kohen, and he rubs off on the sides. Can you put that kometz into two kelim? Meaning, do you compare it to dam? Right? The Karbonei Eidah here quotes from the Gemara elsewhere. You're not allowed to split the dam, the sheer hazaya, into two kelim when you do Kabbalah Sadam. Mi Yalfinan, says the Karbonei Eidah, mi dam. Do we learn kometz from dam? V'dam lo kidesh lachatzoin. Right? Dam can't be in two. Im kibel shir hazaos, didam asha mitzora, o dam parim b'shnei kelim lo asaklum. O lo yalfinan mi dam. Do you learn it from dam? Right? Okay, dam, you're not allowed to have two kelim. So maybe the kometz also not in two kelim. Or not? Is it not exactly the same? Hesav Rav Chanan. Rav Chanan says, well, what about our Mishnah? V'atanina hakli mitzarif. Right? Our Mishnah says the kli is mitzarif, everything that is inside of it. In Tamar, shekometz kar b'shnei kelim. If you say that a kometz can be in two kelim, v'layda mila tanina kli mitzarif. Well, doesn't our Mishnah say a kli mitzarif? Meaning, what's the question? The Karbonei Eidah explains. The fact that two days he has, but doesn't it mean that's mitzarif? It means that it's only mitzarif if it has to be together. Not just only that it is together, but it has to be together. Right, the second day of the Karbonei Eidah. Me'ezetam nomar da kli mitzarfo, im lo nomar she'eno karv elam kli echad. L'fichach ha kli mitzarfo. If it has to be together and it's in one kli, then the kli is mitzarif. Isn't that how you understand our Mishnah? Right, and therefore that would show that the kometz has to be in one kli. Amar Rav Elazar, Dromaya, no. Lo kenam Rav Yosi Bar Zmina b'shem Rav Yochanan. Didn't we just say up above? Rav Yochanan said, b'bnei ma amru shari minachas machaber desatzman. The leftover mincha. That doesn't have to be in the same kli. And yet, it has the status of kli mitzarif. Why? Because it had been in a kli. Lo mebnei shedizku lekelyon. V'achas shedizku lekelyon. So here too, it had been in a kli. And therefore, if it is in one kli, then fine, it's mitzarif. But who says it has to be in one kli? Doesn't have to be in one kli, just like the shiari mincha. Don't have to be in one kli, and yeah, kli is mitzarif. So to here. So there's no raya. Says the Gemara, Amr of Metanya, v'chisoles uktores v'lavona v'gacholim, lo b'kama kelim hein krevim? Right? So another rejection of the original question. Right? All of these items, can't they be brought in a number of kelim? The lavona v'gacholim, there's no need here, and yet, that's amar kli mitzarif. Right, we still see Akli B'Sarif by all these items. V'ach Akli B'Sarif, so here too, Akli B'Sarif, and therefore, I don't think that our Mishnah is a Raya. The fact that you say Akli B'Sarif doesn't mean that it's because it has to be in one Kli. Number one, we ask that from the Shiari Mincha, and number two, we ask that from all these other items, Ketores, Lavona, Gechalim, and therefore there's no answer given to this question. So here, at least in the Yerushalmi, it's a Baya de Lo'ev Shita. The Rama Paskins L'Chumra, maybe based on a Bavli. But the Rama Pasen's Lechumra in Perak Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud Beis of Maaser Karbanos, where he's talking about the Avoda of the Mincha, the Rambam says, V'nosin ha-kometz al-kli shareis, u'mekacho b'kli shareis, v'komet shechilku b'shnei kelim, eino kadosh. Eino kadosh, right? It's not kadosh if it goes into two kelim. There's one to talk about Ketores, but let's continue first, and then we'll get back to Ketores. Kahana. We assume Kahana, this Kahana that comes up often in the Yerushalmi, is not Rav Kahana that we know from the Bavli. It's a different Kahana. It's an earlier Amora. So Kahana Shalor Rabbanan, de Taman. Kahana asked the Rabbanan of Bavel. Mincha Chaluka Bibisa. The question that we're saying, Hakli Mitzarif in the Mishnah, is that because the parts are touching? What if they're not touching? What if you have a carbon mincha that's split up, the flour is split up into two sections within a kli? Within Kli, the two parts aren't touching each other. Do you say the Kli is Mitzari there if one of the parts becomes Tame? Mincha Chaluka Bebisa. Nitmei Zu. Do you say that if one of the parts becomes Tame, the other part becomes Tame too? Right? Do we say that maybe what we meant before, the Kli is Mitzari is only because it's touching. And then only the granule that is touched by the then the granule next to it, it becomes a Shlishi, and then that's it. Or do you say no? It doesn't have to be touching. So Amr Leh, so the Rabbanan of there say, Nitbezu, Nitbezu. No, it doesn't have to be touching. The Kavsa Tumah, I ask Kahana, really? Tumah could jump through the air, even if it's not touching, just the airspace of the Kli? They answer, yes. Amr Leh, the Kavsa Tumah, right? Tumah could jump through the air. That's the halacha. Afilu Acheres Beintayim. What if you have a different mincha in the middle of that Kli, separating the two parts of the one mincha? You say there, that middle mincha, as we'll see, does not become tameh. The kli is only mitzaref, the two parts that are supposed to be connected to each other. So do you say even a mincha beitayim, that it doesn't like make a chatzitza? Amr le, yeah, afilo acheres beitayim. Even a, even if there's a different mincha in between, right, that also is good enough. That also is the tumah spreads from one half of the mincha to the other half of the mincha, but not to the middle one. Komitz mizulazu, one final question. Kahana asks him, could you take, what if the mincha is split, that it's not even touching? And what if you have the mincha, other mincha in between? Could you take kmitza? We know kmitza has to be taken from the mincha itself. But here, the mincha, the flower is split. So if you take kmitza, take the komitz from one half, does that count? Does that count as if you took it from the whole mincha? Right, that's the question of komitz, mizu, lazu. So amr leh, shmua lo shamanu, that we don't have a misora on, that last question. Mishnah shanina, but we did learn in the Mishnah Menachos, which seems to tell us. Ki tzadina lakam l'taman. Right, the Mishnah says there are Menachos. Shtei Menachos, shalo nikbusu v'nis arvo zu bazu. You have two minchas that didn't have kmitza yet. You have the flour from each mincha. And they got mixed up. They got mixed up together. So if they got mixed up totally and you can't see at all, they're totally mixed up, then no good. The mincha is possible because you need to take the komets from each one. But let's say they overlap. They're not totally mixed up. There's an overlap between them. So then, meaning some of it is mixed together, but but if you still could get a komets from each one, it's kosher. But if you can't, if it's totally mixed up, it's possible. But one second. So the Reisha says that you could take a komitz from each one. But one second. The part that's mixed up, there's another mincha that's in between. In between, let's say, the granules of this mincha, there's other mincha. And yet we're saying it's considered a kmitza from the whole flower. Vein shiara shalzu mafsikan lazu. Don't the shirayim, the edges of this one, isn't it mafsik? Right? So therefore, maybe it shouldn't be good. And you see it's good, so it must be. Says the Baskana here that to answer the question of Komet Mizulazu, the answer is yes, it does work, even if you have in between. Even if you have in between, it must be that it works. The Bavli's formulation of this question is that if it works, it means that it is Kmitza, this Tzir of Kli is a Dinda Araisa. It would work only if it's in the Araisa, that's what it seems to. Right, that's how the Karban Eda puts the Bavli's question here into the Yerushalmi. Ela Tzirif Daraisa. It must be the Tzirif is Daraisa. That's where Rav Gadievsky also puts it in. So it works. The Rambam is not so clear, right, that it should work. Again, based on maybe a Bavli. But that is the answers to all of Kahana's questions. Now relating back to the Maskana of what we've already said. Asa Rav Yaakov Bar Acha and said, Rav Yossi B'Shem Rav Yochanan, Komets Mizualzu. Yes, to answer the questions, you can take komets from here on to the other part. Nitmezu, nitmezu, ha'emso eslo nitmes. Right, relating to all the things that we've said already, including the fact that the middle one, if you have comes from a different mincha, it's not going to become tamei. So the Gemara says, why not? Lo kintani, didn't we learn from the drasha we saw earlier in the Karban Eida? Kaf achas, shihi osek masha besocha achas. Kaf achas, everything in the kaf is achas. So even if you have a mincha that's a different mincha, shouldn't that become tamei? Why is the middle mincha not tamei? Amar Rav Chinuna ein kli mitzaref el davar shehu ra'uy lo. Change that word, right? The kli is only mitzaref, so that's supposed to be together. Two things that are not supposed to be together that happen to be in the same airspace, so that that doesn't work. But things that are supposed to be together applies, right? We said at the end of the sugya earlier that even a non kli sharis might be able to be mitzaref, right? That's why we use kli mitzaref even bisman hazeh. Let's say making challah. So he's making challah, so obviously everything in one bowl, the kli is mitzaref. But let's say it's different bowls. Let's say this happens sometimes that a woman will call up and say, I made challah, I forgot to take off challah, what do I do now? I have six challahs. So what do? We're mitzaref them somehow. We take a big towel, we put it over all of the challahs, and then we're mafresh then. Right? We do something to be mitzaref. We say in a refrigerator is not going to be mitzaref. In a freezer, in their own packaging, is not going to be mitzaref. According to the Bo's Postkin, there's important footnotes in the second volume of the Shmir Shabbos related to these sugyas. Good. Rav Shimon ben Lakish boy. Rav Shimon ben Lakish has the following question. Tsarid shel menachas, mao sheyasa minyan. So we know, we learned before the concept of chibas hakodesh. Right? Chibas hakodesh meant that even something that's not food could be called food in kachim. Even something that's not mukshar can be considered mukshar lekabel tuma. So that's what we're talking about, the second part. Let's say you have a carbon mincha that you put the flour, you're supposed to mix the flour and the oil in, but it's not ma'akev. And that's the whole din of Rebbe Zera. That roy labila. It has to be roy labila, mixable, but it doesn't have to actually do the bila. So let's say you mixed up some of the flour with the oil, but not all of it. So there's some flour that's still very dry. That's sarid shel menachas. It's very dry. So, but we consider that roy lekabel tuma, mukshar, because it's kachim. But the question is, how far does chibas hakodesh go? It makes the item itself able to become tame. But could that then pass on tuma? Could that go into the minyan? Mao shiyasu minyan. Could it go and make something else tame? I look at the karbana eda. Tchimahanya chibas hakodesh lafsule gufe. It itself becomes tame. Avol mimna be rishon v'sheni lo. Could it be a rishon latuma and a sheni latuma? Does it go into the count? Odimaloshna. Or do you say it doesn't move, doesn't pass tuma on? Or no, it can. It's regular tummy. So hey, Rabbi Elazar, v'haksiv, b'kala ochel asher ye achel, asher yavo olav mayim yitma, the pasuk says, right, and in the Vayikra, any food that is eaten, if water or one of the seven liquids go on it, yitma. So we darshan, asher tumas with a mayim osaminyan. Only tuma that becomes mukshar, literally with water, can then continue and count for the minion of Rishon Sheni Shlishi Latuma. As she ain't to Masa de Mayim ain't also minion. Right? If it's not Ayde Mayim, but it's through Heksher, it's through Chibas HaKodesh, then it does not count. It cannot make other things Tame. Says the Gemara, not true. I'll come up with something that's not Mukshar with water, and yet it counts. Hesav Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi says, he defends Reish Lakish's question. Right? Reish Lakish asked the Kasha, what's the halacha? Reb Elazar says, it's obvious. It's based on the Drasha. Reb Yossi is saying, no, it's not so obvious. Hare Nevelos of Atar. Right, Nevelos of Tar. We haven't spoken about that in a while. So unique halacha, Mida Araisa. The Nevela of a kosher bird only makes a person tame as he eats it. As he eats it. And also, it does not have to be Mukshala Kabal Tuma. Doesn't have to be. It's a special din. Hare Yu Matame Tumas Ochlin below Echsher Ubalo Tuma. It's Mitame Tumas Ochlin without getting wet, without getting Tuma. Why? It's another rule. Since the Nevelas Ofatar can eventually, in a certain situation, even make a person Tame Midaraisa, Bibnisha Sofala Tamas Tuma Chamura. So because of that, that makes it so Chashuv that it doesn't have to be Mukshala Kabal Tuma. That's the special din. So you see for me, and that can make a person Tame, an Av, and a Rishon. So you see, you could go into the minion even without water, right? So this is against Reb Elazar's drasha. What does Reb Elazar say? Anything that's tumai de mayim osa minyan. And if it's not tumai de mayim, ain't osa minyan. Here's a case, Nevela Softar. It's not tumai de mayim, and it's still osa minyan, right? So therefore, Reb Yossi knocks out Reb Elazar's kasha on Reish Lakish, and we're back to Reish Lakish's original question, right? Srid shal menachos, maushi asa minyan. We didn't answer that question yet. So my kadun, so what's the halacha? So we have a different drasha. Mikol ha'ochel asher ye'achel, esha tumaso mishim ochel osa minyan. Not that only if it becomes wet does it count for a minyan, but only if it's considered food. So the Nevelos of Torah is considered food, right? So only if it's considered food is it going to be into the, be able to be transferred to Tumah. But if it's not Tumah Mishim Ochel, but it's just because of Chibes HaKodesh makes it considered Ochel, say no, it's a minyan, that's not going to count for the minyans. Therefore, Reish Lakish's question would be, it does not. It does not transfer that tumah. Heksher itself is a big sugya. The Ramban there discusses in Shmos the reason that is there a svara for something having to become wet? Mukshal kabal tumah. The Ramban has a more kabbalistic idea that there are spiritual pores that have to be open. The Tama Heksher, this is the Ramban, Yud Aleph Lamed Zayin. The Tama Heksher ki lichlu chasheretz v'hametamim yidabek b'ma'achalim b'lachas v'lo kebi aveshim. Tuma will only take hold in moist foods and not in dry foods. V'asta Torah archaka yisera l'tamei amukhsharim b'mayim v'nigvu. And the Torah went even further. Is this like a siyag? Is this like a low plug? Went even further to be matame things that originally were wet, even if they're not wet anymore. Shlo nitan dvarenu l'shi'urin. It sounds like a low plug. Once you say wet is a problem, then wet is a problem. And then, that's the Ramban. So to speak, the spiritual pores have to be open. Rashi and the Sefer HaChinuch, their lashon is, Hechsher gives it a shame ochel. The Chinuch says, often you don't eat something until you wash it off. So until you wash it off, it's not classified as a food. Once it's a food, so then it can be Mekabel Tumah. So if you say that helps in certain sugyas, that Hechsher is not just a separate Xeris HaKasov, but Hechsher is giving it a shame ochel, right? So then that connects maybe the two halachas of Chibas HaKodesh, what I was alluding to before, right? Chibas HaKodesh either gives it a shame ochel or allows it to be mukshar, even without being mukshar. If you say mukshar itself is a way of giving it a shem ochel, then those two parts of Chivas HaKodesh are kind of connected. Nevela Sof Tar is also a big sugya, which we don't have time to get into now, but there's a din daraisa, the achronim wonder, now what kind of tumah is this? Only while it's going down one's throat? Is that Reb Chaim has the chakira and Reb Chanan? Is it a tumah, is it din mechudish, or is it a tumah sachila? Is it subject to the normal rules of eating? That if you eat it, shalok kederach, is that going to make you tameh? Right? Is it a din mechudesh or is it a din of achila? Right? Rav Yosef Engel says maybe it's also, is it a din of maga, but maga only in the throat? Is it a din of masa? Is it achila? Is it a din chadash? So fascinating discussions about this unique area that's discussed in Maseches Taharos in Mishnayos. Okay, we'll stop here.